From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 15, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County lawmakers are pursuing parallel plans as the discussion about a new county jail moves forward. The jail project was discussed at length during the legislators' committee meeting on Monday, November the 13th. Much of the focus was on the possibility of sharing a lockup with Columbia County and where the sheriff's office should be. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said the shared facility idea had been discussed before, but an obstacle facing the legislature was the thought that each county in the state was required to operate a jail. Groden is scheduled to meet with Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell and other officials Wednesday to discuss the viability of the shared facility option. The consolidation plan was raised to question what to do about County Law 216, which requires the civil office of the sheriff to be located in the county seat. Groden said everyone must clearly understand the law and how it relates to civil operations of the sheriff's office before a decision is made. Green County Sheriff Greg Seeley said last week the jail should remain in Green County and not be shared with Columbia County. Groden said the legislature is pursuing a parallel path to its decision where a vote on the $44 million bond can be locked in at a low interest rate while the shared services options are explored. He said, and I quote, "I think the majority of the board wants both options fully vetted. One of those two paths would come to fruition," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that U.S. Representative John Faso said in a telephone town hall on Tuesday, November the 14th, he remains undecided about how he will vote on the Republican tax overhaul plan. The House is expected to take up its version of the legislation later this week. The first-term Kinderhook Republican said, and I quote, "The biggest problem I have with this bill is from a federalism standpoint. The taxes that people pay to state and local governments, subjecting those taxes to what is, in essence, double taxation," end quote. Later in the conversation, Faso added he is not satisfied with the bill. He said, and I quote, "There are a lot of pieces in it that I do like, but there's some glaring pieces that I don't like," end quote. You can listen or download audio of Faso's telephone town hall at WGXC's newsroom page and read the full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the public hearing held in Catskill on Monday, November the 13th on Catskill Gardens, a planned low-income housing complex for adults with special needs to be built on West Main Street in the village. The project has been proposed by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties. Feedback from the village residents who attended the hearing was generally negative and included concerns about the actual location of the facility, potential noise levels, lower property values, safety issues, stormwater runoff, and the implication of the village entering into a payment in lieu of taxes agreement with MHA. One especially enraged person said, and I quote, "Some of these people in this housing are bad people. It's too close to the schools, too close to the Captain Jacks, too close to the elementary school. I don't think a project like this should be built in the village. Put it outside the village," end quote. Catskill Gardens will function as a mixed affordable housing facility for people with special needs related to mental illness and for those who make less than 60% of the average median income for Greene County. The facility would be a three-story, 90-unit building containing residential office and community space, a gym, and a computer room. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And for our final story, on Tuesday, November the 4th, artist Marina Abramović released a statement disputing details contained in the New York Post's front-page story, The Art of the Steal, published Sunday. The Post reported in the wake of Abramović's announcement last month that she would not pursue plans to turn a building in Hudson into her Center for Preservation or Performance Arts. Questions had emerged over what had happened to the $2.2 million she raised for the project, including donations from nearly 5,000 donors in a Kickstarter campaign. Abramović wrote, and I quote, "Normally I wouldn't care what was written in a tabloid newspaper, but the allegations are so false, libelous, and in every way untrue that I must address them," end quote. She argued the majority of the funds raised for the Marina Abramović Institute since 2011 came from her. Abramović said she personally contributed more than $1.2 million in cash to the institute on top of the $1.2 million spent to purchase and maintain the building, which was donated to the institute in 2013. Abramović also said the Kickstarter campaign netted $597,000 for the institute, but the schematic drawings the campaign was created to fund actually cost $655,000. She also said the Kickstarter backers who did not receive their promised rewards are likely the people who failed to respond to requests for information. Abramović said, and I quote, "I reject the New York Post allegation of theft. The Kickstarter funds were directed for the purpose intended," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 45 degrees. For Wednesday night, rain is likely mainly after 4 a.m. There will be increasing clouds Wednesday night with a temperature low of 36 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, rain likely before noon, then showers likely into early afternoon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain showers mixing with snow after 10 p.m., then gradually ending. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. The sun rose this morning at 4:46 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:32 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 15th day of November, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.